Swear to Christ, if he'd left a woman in my house, some stranger, I might very well kill him. There were times I had to question his reasoning. There was shit in my house I didn't need someone digging through, and I knew enough about women to know they were fucking curious. If I walked through my door and got shot, with one of my own guns no less, I was going to be fucking pissed. Worse, if whoever he'd left inside had stolen anything, I was going to pound Serge's ass into the damn ground. I stomped up my front steps and threw open the door, not caring if I scared the shit out of whoever was inside. The lights were on, but I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. I went room by room, then closed my eyes and took a calming breath before opening the last door, the one to my bedroom. Curled in the center of my bed, bare as the day she'd been born, was a small female. I blinked a few times, thinking my eyes were playing tricks on me. Then again, the room did spin a little. Just how strong had that beer been? Glancing around, I spotted a pile of clothes that looked like they would fall apart at any moment. They weren't the type of worn material that people paid high dollar for, but more the kind you owned when things were really fucking bad. I focused on the woman. I'd seen plenty of beautiful women before, but this one seemed almost otherworldly. She was dainty and delicate. Her blonde hair was so pale it was nearly white and lay in a wavy tumble across my pillow. Slowly, I entered the room and shut the door behind me. Any anger I'd felt melted away. It seemed he hadn't left a stripper in my house. I wasn't quite certain what he'd done just yet, but the strippers I'd seen around town wouldn't have been caught dead in the clothes piled near the bed. I hoped to Christ he hadn't paid some homeless woman to sleep with me. How was this woman a gift? I moved closer and reached out to shift a strand of hair that had fallen across her cheek. It was soft, softer than anything I'd felt before. Kneeling next to the bed, I studied her a moment. The sharp blade of her nose, the prominent cheekbones, the way her lashes lay dark against her pale cheeks. It was a little like discovering the Fae were real and one had fallen asleep in my bed. I smiled a little, thinking of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, except there was only one grumpy bear in this house, and I was quite content to leave her sleeping in my bed. What the fuck? Everything felt a little fuzzy and strange. What the hell was wrong with me? I'd never had thoughts like this before, and I sure as shit wasn't poetic. It felt like I was swaying, but I'd only had half a beer, the one Serge had given me. Had he spiked it with something? And why? I'd trusted him with my life most of the time, but right now I had to wonder just how well I knew him. I pulled my phone from my pocket and shot off a text to Serge. It took a lot longer than normal as I kept hitting the wrong keys, but eventually I made two coherent sentences. At least they looked right to me, but with my brain in a fog, it was hard to say if they really did make sense. Who is in my bed and how is she a gift? And what the hell did you give me? I waited a few minutes but didn't get a response, which meant he was probably balls deep in one of the whores up at the clubhouse by now. Or avoiding me. If he really had drugged my beer, then I'd beat the shit out of him. Tomorrow. I looked at the woman again. Her breasts were on the small side, but her nipples were the prettiest pink. I caught myself leaning toward her and knew I needed to get away, go sleep on the couch. There was no way I was taking advantage of a passed-out woman, regardless of what drugs Serge had added to my drink. I wasn't a rapist, wasn't the type of man to take advantage. The women I took to bed wanted it and knew the score. This one was different.